4 DJW Mobile. W4DJW, you got a long ride home? Probably. Simpsonville, North Simpsonville. So, no, not a bad one.
Not before I get to Greer, I think. I think Simpsonville's closer than Greer.
Especially because I have 385. I don't have to contend with Wade Hampton Boulevard. I keep forgetting you're out of Greer. I keep thinking you're out of Taylor's.
It's close to where Taylor's and Greer come together, but I'm on the Greer side. I think there's, I don't know if you remember the guy that cooked at Field Day, K4RHF, Bob. He's over there near where the old Kmart used to be, and he's Taylor's.
I used to live in Taylor's. I lived in Havenhurst Acres. That's right across the street from Northwood Middle School. And then we moved over to Roper Mountain Road when I had gotten to fifth grade. So I kind of know Taylor's a little bit.
Northwood. I went to Northwood in junior high school for a little while. 2 years, I think, or a half, 1.5 years. Everybody around. But I remember parking my bike out there in the woods right there at the upper entrance. The upper entrance being the north side entrance to Northwood.
I think that is across the street from that neighborhood that I lived in, because we would just ride our bikes up, cross the road, and we're in you know, Northwood Middle School. We'd ride around the parking lots and the baseball fields and stuff. And gosh, towards the front, that entrance, I want to say there are a bunch of crab apple trees. I think I ate myself sick off of one.
They're from Avon Park. I don't know if you know where Avon Park was, but it's off East Lee, off East Lee Road. So I rode my bike to school until my bike was stolen from there. And I don't think I ever found that bike again. I think that was the end of that bike. I think the next bike that I got, I put a lock on it around one of those trees.
Different times. I think when I was in maybe third or fourth grade, I had to start riding my bicycle to school, and that was Brushy Creek Elementary. So I was riding from that neighborhood in front of Northwood, down Lee Road, past East Side, and over to Brushy Creek.
Brushy Creek, and watching them scrape the land for East Side, before East Side was built. While I was in school at Brushy Creek, you could look out the back windows and you could see the caterpillars out there scraping the land.
Yeah. Have they rebuilt it since then, too? Or is it still the original building? Because I went to Jail Man, and they've completely relocated that one.
And I think it's the same. I don't ever remember hearing about them. Well, I did go back to it, and they have added on to it. It's bigger than it used to be when I went there. But I went to Brush Creek, and then from Brush Creek, I went over to, well, I think up north. I lived up north for about 3 years there. And then when I came back, that's when I was in the sixth grade. They did the integration halfway through the sixth grade, sent me over to Taylor's. And then the next year, I came back over to Northwood.
I got sent over to Beck. They took, like, Collins Creek and some areas around Rope Mountain Science Center, some of the neighborhoods over here, and sent us over to Beck, which is actually, like, right behind Tanner's Big Orange at the time. So you had Collins Creek kids from over there off East Parkins Mill, and you had kids from Jesse Jackson Townhouses all in the same school.
Bus ride. I thought it was a long way to go from Avon Park over to Taylor's, downtown Taylor's. Main Street is where they sent us. But, man, your ride was probably four times as long as mine.
Our route was pretty long, and it was part of that integration initiative. I tell people I learned in middle school, I learned how to spray paint graffiti, I learned how to break dance, and I learned how to fight.
Well, here's what I learned. I learned how to fight, because we definitely had a lot of fights when they did the integration. But at the end, after that, you know, turned out to be best buddies. That's just the way it worked out. I might get really, really scratchy here. I'm between Red Lobster and Dunkin' Donuts on White Hampton, so let me know if I can. I'll wait till I get past Dunkin' Donuts, W4DJW.
I'm about home, so I'm going to drop KO4ZEW. I will catch you around pretty soon there, Dave.
Ma'am, good to see you at the meeting, W4DJW Mobile. Scratching W4DJW.
But it could be me. I'm just passing in front of the Wally World now.
Just go to get the Dunkin' Donuts, and then I'll come back on. W4DJW.
Working on Wade Hampton near the Chick-fil-A.
Sure. I'm passing Dunkin' Donuts. It ought to be getting better for me. Get gas on the way home?
Gas for my belly.
A long time before we adjourned, so I wondered why you weren't home yet already. Was it good?
Tea, pizza, and some other drink.
Let's get a sandwich when I get home.
It took me a while to find some. I broke down and got the pizza, and it's like, you know, really all I wanted was a half can of Pringles, and I can't find half cans of Pringles at QT. I don't understand it.
Good? Is that a pizza that come out of a... Oh, I see that work you were talking about. I got an arrow pushing everybody over.
Oh, mine. This time of night, not so great, but you get it closer to actual get-off work time, and they're actually pretty good.
I made it by the arrow. Last time Amy ordered pizza, I told her it tasted like ketchup on a cardboard box.
Or was it Little Caesar? I never can remember which one tastes like cardboard. For Papa John's or there's a place up in Tryon that I like, Bucks Pizza up there. Or Side Street or, you know, any actual restaurant that knows how to make Italian food. NGOTR.
Recognizing Tom, I like the ones that are made overseas and those brick ovens with those big long poles with a kind of brown scoop on the end of them. Then you get the crust off the bottom of the the bottom of the oven. Those are great pizzas. Everything else is cardboard and ketchup over here. Go ahead, Tom, W4DJW.
Hi, Dave. And Wyatt. If you come up there to Taco Bell at 101 and Wade Hampton, you know, and the Sphinx and all of that there on the corner, hang a right and go south there, like you were going down to Greer Memorial Hospital, you might say, and keep looking on your left side, and there's a pizza place there. Now, we only ate there once, and I'm not a big aficionado of pizza, but you know how well Bernice makes meals and that. And I'm telling you, it's out of this world. And it was on the radio one day on Sirius, and they were talking about, well, I don't know if it's Sirius or not. It was on one of the radio stations about the 10 best pizza places in this area. And I got to tell you, it's outstanding. And it's packed a lot of the times down there. It'll be on your left. Bernice, is it within the first mile? Big rental place there anyways, and it's on the left side, you know, like you go by Sonic and that rental place. And down the road a little ways, keep looking to your left, and you'll see somebody's pizza place. And believe me, you'll not regret it.
There was or something like that. It's right next to the big blue auction house.
Yep. Right along in there, Wyatt.
Italian food, too.
I had to go to that place one time. It was pretty good.
I'll throw that out there, Dave. I'm just sitting here watching life below zero. I guess next week it's going to get cold here, but not that cold. I'll let you guys carry on, and it's nice to hear you. And I may have a question for you on this website. I tried to pay my dues the other day, and it wouldn't take PayPal for some reason. I didn't know if that was not working or not.
It was working.
You know of anything about it? Fairly recently on PayPal, so I think it's still working. But I will check it when I Probably not tomorrow. Tomorrow I have to go be tortured by the dentist.
I tell you, you know, those guys use square needles. I just don't want to worry you about that. You doubled with Dave a little bit. Go ahead, Dave.
I remember some people using some version of iPhone had trouble with that last year. I was able to use it. I think I used my iPhone. I might have used the computer. I don't know. But I seem to remember some iPhones having an issue with it.
Well, this is an iPhone 12 mini, but it worked last year, Dave, and I like that. That's a real nice feature. Otherwise, I don't know who to send it to.
If you do it on a computer, normally it works without a problem. But I think some iPhones, I don't know what the deal is there, but I think some iPhones, it gets fussy with it. But if you try it with a PC, it works fine.
Well, in fact, I think I did use the PC on it because the writing's so dang small on these iPhones on some things. But I'll give it another try tomorrow when I'm upstairs on the good computer. 73, guys, I'll let you go and carry on. Didn't mean to mess up your conversation. Wyatt, nice to hear you. You go ahead and pick it up. This is your OTR clear.
All right, we'll catch you later, Tom. You have a good evening. Tell Bernice we said hi. And I'll check. Maybe it's people that have really old iPhones. I know TLF messed with a lot of people, and they couldn't update their phones. My mom has that problem.
Some people ask me questions about it, but I didn't have any trouble with it last year. I used it. It worked just fine. What else? Oh, that was a good presentation you did, too, by the way. I don't know if I... Yeah, you got out of there before I could tell you. That was good information. I learned from that. I appreciate it.
I didn't know I was actually giving a presentation. I thought I was going to learn something.
But,
oh, well. And if you need me to send you some pictures or something for, like, all the data I'm tracking or the name of that company that I got all my stuff from, just let me know and I'll probably copy it on.
If they sell any small, like 5-inch square, 4-inch square solar panels, I was thinking about putting those on top of a Telemaster wing so I could like stretch out a flight to like 4 or 5 hours. I've seen other guys do that before.
Do anything that lightweight? I know they sell, seems like they sell some kind of foldable something, but generally they are geared to the RV, boat, camper type people.
Not that small. I don't know where these guys got theirs, the ones that I see on YouTube. They're about 5 inches square, and they're kind of flexible, so they fit the airfoil, the top airfoil on the wing.
That's something to do it yourself.
That's a controller, too, that same one you were talking about, and different types of batteries that controller works with.
Oh, I get behind the boy person that's going to run the light. Dang it.
Where? It's in a precarious situation on the road. Is somebody else in there?
Yeah, I got behind somebody that was, they slowed down for the traffic light to get on 101, and they just, like they're yellow, so they sped up. Oh, I hate when people do that.
13 in a 35-mile-an-hour zone, I had to get around him. It wasn't that hard.
Rutherford in 101 light, now I'm at the light of stupidity.
Hampton yet?
Oh, yeah, I'm off way to Hampton.
Okay, I'm in my neighborhood. I might get home before you do.
I got like another 6 miles to go.
What else with the radio on leaving the meeting? There's a lot of cars there when I left. They're probably standing around talking.
What? Was there no net tonight? Was there no net or something tonight?
Start till 9 o'clock, and it's 8:34 now.
Oh, silly me. I haven't changed my clock yet. Probably won't. That time change totally messed me up.
The reason I changed mine in my car is because I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they told me it's not the time that you think it is.
It'll actually be early to everything, because I'll look at my clock, and it'll say an hour later.
Maybe we need to do that with Johnny.
Johnny, yeah, because he pulled in right at 7 o'clock, didn't he?
Yeah, he doesn't waste any minutes of the day, let's put it that way. Anyway, I'm at home. I can catch you later. Good presentation. KJ4CTD, W4DJW. I'll be clear.
All right, we'll catch you later, Dave. Good seeing you. KJ4CTD, mobile.
KN4HTP, signal check, please.
KO4NUE. You've got a nice signal tonight, Miss Wendy.
To Mr. Chad. My mistake tonight was I started watching The Rookie on TV, but I had to stop the show before it was over, so I could come in and call the net. So, but no, had a good day. I actually went up to the Revolutionary War site they call Musgrove Mill, and it was pretty interesting.
So, we'll let you know, you wouldn't have my chance to have Netflix, would you?
Not. What's up?
Started watching this series. I don't do series because, you know, I don't want to wait till next week to watch the next episode. So we'll binge watch. So we've binge watched all the series we can watch. Well, there's a new one popped up on Netflix called The Inside Man. And so we just one season. And it's one of these psychological thriller kind of things. It's been 3 days and I'm still messed up. I just can't wrap my head around the thing. And it's just, it was a really good show, though. But I'm just, you know, check it out if you got Netflix, because it's a pretty good one.
Chad, that symptom predated that series, KN4VWA.
Hi, Steve. So, anyway, Miss Wendy, you know, check it out if you get an opportunity. But we got halfway through it, and Anna says, you love me, right? And I said, well, of course I do. I mean, it messed us up that bad. Go ahead, Steve.
Let me tell you both something. I keep a real close eye on my wife. She loves to watch what I call those dead body shows. You know, the whodunits and the datelines and how did they get caught. Ooh. Boy, I tell you what.
The Inside Man to my list, and finding it fun that you guys are worried about your wives.
Miss Wendy, you got a nice signal coming into the repeater tonight, and appreciate you calling the net, ma'am, and tell Mark I said hello. But this is KO4NUE, and I'll be standing by for the net. You and Mr. Steve, have a good one. Talk to you later, Steve. 73.
Have a good evening. I didn't realize it was so close to the net. I just got out of another meeting, Chad, unrelated, and
man, it's time for the net. So, 73, I'll see you on the net. KN4 VWA.
Miss Wendy, you got a great signal. I'm clear.
CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KN4HTP. Begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call sign, repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet, then give your name and your location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. Tonight I have 21 early check-ins on my list. I have included myself and then my husband, W2MJB, who is nearby tonight. Then Mr. Brian in Rutherfordton, KM4JWP. Richard, KA3JCA. Miss Sally, KA4JCA. And Miss Ashley, KA4ACL, all from Simpsonville. The upstate ARC, K3DOV. Mr. Fred and Miss Isla from Traveler's Rest, W4FCM and N4IEI. Mr. Andy from Table Rock, Mr. Andy from Simpsonville, W2AMD. Then Mr. Andy from Table Rock, KI4LZI. Ben checking in from Simpsonville, KO4ZEW. Tony from Asheville, N4ASW. Mr. Jack from Greenville, KJ4UHF. Jim checking in from Pelzer, KW4TS. Mr. Jerry checking in from Anderson, N4DJC. Mr. Don from Piedmont, KG4PFI. And Miss Linda, KG4QLQ. Mr. Dave from Easley, KB2BYQ. Mr. Jim from Dacusville, KO4RAX. And finally, Mr. Landon from Liberty, KG4WNP. I have the net pre-check-in available to you if you want to check in ahead of time. It might be busy during the 9 o'clock window. You go online to brars.cc, that's BRARS.cc, and when you get to that page, you touch the menu button, and then you select the net pre-check-in, and then you just answer the questions from there. It's an easy way to check into the net when you can't be around at 9 o'clock. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to check in Echolink stations. Echolink stations only, please call KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP, please check in Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time I'd like to welcome my friend John, checking in from Brown Summit, KN4RJN. John, I have you down for some RAG 2 layers, so thank you for hanging around for that. All right, at this time, we will go to the regular RF check-ins, and tonight being Monday, we'll start with Echo through Hotel, E through H. Please call Net Control to check in.
4HTP. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. And I will be in and out tonight, Wendy. Thank you for calling in.
4HTP. Wendy, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry and Candler. And we'll stick around for a little bit.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time I'd like to welcome Mr. Patrick, checking in from Penrose, KO4HKX. Thanks for joining us tonight, Patrick. Next up, I'd like to welcome my friend Harry, checking in from Candler, KC4EZN. WZN. Thanks for tuning in tonight, Harry, and I have you down for some Rack 2 later. That'll be great. All right, at this time, I'd like to give another opportunity for the group Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please call Net Control to check in. PN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I will move us to the next alphabetical group, which is India Through Lima. India Through Lima, please call KN4HTP to check in.
KN4HTP. Number 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello, I'll be negative and negative.
04, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, and I am up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative, same 70 degrees for each one of you.
AB, hope you and Mark are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Mark, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
4HTP. Evening, Wendy. It's good to hear you call the net. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Jerry, checking in from Campobello. N4JBM. Thank you for joining us tonight, Jerry. Next up, I'd like to welcome James, checking in from Tuxedo. KK4JFO. Good to hear you on the radio tonight, Mr. James. Hope things are going well up in Tuxedo. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, checking in from Fletcher, W4IOE. Thanks for joining us tonight, Sid. Hope you're having a good evening. Then I'd like to welcome my friend Larry and his wife, Miss Donna, KK4JBQ, and KC4MFK. Thanks for joining us tonight, Mr. Larry, and please pass along my greetings to Miss Donna. All right, at this time, we'll go to Echolink stations for a moment. Echolink stations only. Please call KN4HTP to check in.
KN4HTP, hello again, Miss Wendy. If you would, check in. KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Miss Wendy, and all on the net. No traffic, no queue, and do be sure and tell... And do be sure, Miss Winnie, and tell Mr. Mark I say hello.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you for checking in, Mr. Stephen. KA4PQA from Greenwood. Hope you have a good evening as well, and I will pass along your greetings to Mr. Mark. All right, at this time, we'll go back to radio check-ins, and we're in the group India Through Lima, I Through L. Please call Net Control to check in. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike Through Papa. Mike Through Papa. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. For HTP, Wendy, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Miss Lorena, KK4ONO from Piedmont. Thank you for joining us tonight, Miss Lorena. And she brings along her husband, Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and daughter, Miss Michelle, KM4MOQ. Please pass along our greetings to Mr. Rick and Miss Michelle. I always like it when it's your turn to check in on my night. Thanks, Miss Lorena. All right, we'll go ahead and give another opportunity here for the group Mike through Papa, M through P. Please call Net Control to check in.
Good evening. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, K04NNH. My name is Fred, Mobile MP Mod tonight. Same thing you, Miss Wendy. Mark all in the net. Be negative and negative tonight.
KN4HTP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd and Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, checking in mobile near Piedmont, KO4NNH. Good to hear you on the radio tonight, Mr. Fred. I will pass along your greetings to Mr. Mark, and I hope you're having a good evening and an easy drive. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Lloyd, checking in from Simpsonville, KO4PXB. Thanks for checking in tonight, Lloyd. It's good to hear you on the radio. All right, at this time, I will move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in.
KN4HTP. Chad, KO4NUE. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. My name is Anna. We're both home in Campobello. Thanks for calling the net.
This is Kilowatt, Foxtrot 4, Romeo Victor Hotel. My name is JD. I live in Berea with no traffic, no roundtable.
HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Please check in November 0, Tango Romeo, that's N0TR. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
4HTP. And Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time, I would like to welcome my friend Miss Anna, checking in from Campobello, KO4RYP, and she brings along her husband, Mr. Chad, KO4NUE. Hope you guys are having a good evening together out there. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. JD from Berea, KF4RYH. No, RVH. Hope I got that right. Sometimes I just write so fast that it's sloppy. I apologize, Mr. JD. KF4RVH. That's what I've got. So hopefully that's correct. If not, check back with me. Then I'd like to welcome Mr. Tom from Greer, N0TR. Thanks for checking in tonight, Tom. And finally, I have Mr. Chris checking in from Liberty, KO4. Wait, little hi, Tom, there at the end. That was fun. That made me laugh. Okay, I think there was a double in there, but I might have got everybody. But if not, please check back. So any more check-ins in the group Quebec through Tango, please call Net Control to check in.
Last but not least, this is Robert, KD4SRR, Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, down here in Joanna tonight, getting his game face on for tomorrow's election, guaranteeing the integrity of the voting process. Other than that, I got to go to bed. I got to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning, so 73s, y'all.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Robert, checking in from Joanna, KD4SRR. Thanks for being a volunteer worker at the polls. I'm assuming you're a volunteer. I appreciate that.
and 4 a.m. does come super early, so hope you can fall right to sleep when you get back home. Thanks for checking in, Mr. Robert, and for reminding us to get out and vote tomorrow. That's a good reminder there, too. All right, I'll move us to the next group, which is Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu. If you'd like to check in at this time, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Control, please check in. Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima, KA5WLL, Leroy Mobile in Taylor's at this time. Negative and negative. Good evening to Wendy, and thank you for running the net.
Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Unit 1 on net.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Leroy checking in. He is mobile near Taylor's. KA5WLL. Hope you have a good evening, Mr. Leroy, and a good drive. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy checking in from Southern Greenville County, K4XB. Thanks for joining us tonight, Mr. Tommy. All right, at this time, we'll give another opportunity for the group Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu, please call Net Control to check in. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next group, which is Alpha Through Delta. Alpha Through Delta, please call KN4HTP to check in.
KN4HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
HTP. Wendy, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
4HTP. Wendy, please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Roland and Pickens, negative, negative, and a very good evening to all.
4HTP. Please check in Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel KM4BLH. The name is Kurt Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Control. Please check in K4AFT. That's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango. Michael and Central, going to be negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Dave checking in from Greer, W4DJW. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dave. And I want to express my gratitude to you for being the net manager and working behind the scenes to help this net run smoothly. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Keith, checking in from Seneca, KN4CHY. Good to hear you tonight on the radio, Mr. Keith. Thank you for checking in. Next up, I have Mr. Rowan checking in from Pickens, K1CJW. You're sounding good on the radio tonight. Thank you for checking in. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Kurt, checking in from Greenville, KM4BLH. Hope you have a good evening, Mr. Kurt. And then I have Mr. Michael checking in from Central, K4AFT. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mr. Michael. All right. At this time, we'll take a moment and check in with EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations, if you'd like to check in, please call Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll give another opportunity for the stations in the group Alpha through Delta, A through D. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in.
It's TP or Net Control.
Wendy, Mr. Mark and the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and Mark and all on the net.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, checking in from Easley, KI4DOS, and Miss Joy, K3JOY. I will pass along your greetings to Mr. Mark, Mr. Gary. And, you know, it's funny, I just realized the reason that you always check in at the end of my net is because you're the last group I call. I kept thinking, I catch you in my big group, Alpha through Zulu, but I catch you in my last group, Alpha through Delta. So, you're the patient one on mine. You're in the patient group on my night, so I guess that's the way it is. So, anyway, thank you, Mr. Gary, for checking in. All right, at this time, I'm going to open things up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, all the way through the alphabet. If you haven't checked in yet, please do so by calling Net Control.
Net Control, this is Whiskey Alpha 4, Hotel November Tango. Alton, Alpha Lima Tango, Oscar November. I'm in Pendleton. I'll be negative and negative, and good evening to everyone on the net.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Alton, checking in from Pendleton. WA4HNT. Thanks for joining us tonight, Mr. Alton. Hope you have a good evening, and thank you for wishing all of us listening in a good evening as well. Is there anyone else that would like to check in? We're checking in Alpha through Zulu, all the way through the alphabet. Please call Net Control to check in.
Control. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Delta Whiskey Delta. Kilo Quebec 4, Delta Whiskey Delta. This is John and Lyman. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. John, checking in from Lyman, KQ4DWD. Thanks for checking in tonight, Mr. John. It's nice to have you joining us on. Hope you have a good evening. All right, at this time, I would like to secure the formal portion of our net with my thanks to everyone for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RACCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RACCHUs. At this time, I'd like to check in with my friend John, KN4RJN. So tell me a little bit about Indian Beach.
This is KN4RJN. Well, it's a beach. It's on the Atlantic Ocean in the Outer Banks of North Carolina. We're in a condo that rents out, and it was cloudy most of the time, but fairly warm, and the ocean water was cold, but they had a heated pool, so, and took the grandkids to the aquarium and let them play on the beach, and we had a reasonably decent time. It was just a long weekend, but in any event, so, and the dog went and stayed with my daughter. And unlike my previous dog, Walter gets along with my daughter's dog very well, and they both slept on the bed along with my daughter and her husband. So, and she has a 100-plus-pound either Belgian or German Shepherd, and Walter's good 65, maybe 70 pounds. So I asked her where her and her husband slept, because that's a whole lot of dog to have in the bed with you. But in any event, we had a good time.
Dog to join him on the bed. It makes me think of the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, where the four grandparents all share the bed. Two of them at the foot and two of them at the head. That's a lot of bodies in the bed. And it's funny to picture. Well, it's too bad it was cloudy, but I'm glad it was a fun adventure out to Indian Beach.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, we had a good time. In any event, I want to remind everybody two things. One, in the wee morning hours of tomorrow, in the morning, there is a a lunar eclipse. And let me get the times up here. The partial eclipse will begin at 4:09 our time. The full eclipse begins around 5:16, and maximum eclipse, where the moon will be in the deepest part of the Earth's shadow, will be at 5:59. So for anybody that's interested in seeing a lunar, this will be the last lunar eclipse of the year, and probably won't see another one for possibly a year or two that'll be visible from our side of the planet. But in any event, at 5, you know, get up between 5 and 6 in the morning and go out and look to the west and see the moon. It will appear red as it moves into the Earth's shadow. And when it gets the deepest into it, it'll be really red and dark. But so be sure and catch that. And also tomorrow is Election Day. Don't forget to vote. As far as any radio issues in the next 3 days because of some sunspot activity in one of the sunspot regions, we've got a 25% chance over the next 3 days of having a mild to moderate radio blackout possibility, and anything greater than that, we've got about a 10% chance. So you may experience some radio issues over the next 3 days on if it's daylight. Obviously, if we're not on the sun side, it doesn't affect us. But so there's a reasonable chance of some issues. As far as what's in the sky right now, if you go out right after the net and look up, you've got a great big beautiful moon out there, and almost in a straight line with the moon, if you look to the left of the moon or towards the east, you will see Mars, followed by the moon, followed by Jupiter, and keep going west, you will see Saturn. And they're all lined up almost in a straight line. So, and if you're interested, Orion has just broken the horizon just a little while ago, and he's starting to come up, so he'll be up here in just a little while. And I'm going to have to hop off of here real soon and take my grandson out and pull the scope out so he can see Mars. We've already looked at Jupiter and Saturn this evening, so we got to get back out there and see what else we can see. We've got some clouds moved in, and hopefully it's cleared off here a little bit. So that's what's going on in the sky.
KN4RJN, this is KN4HTP. Thanks for the sky report there. I'm gonna set my alarm and make myself head out there at 6:05 and see that red moon eclipse. A couple of weeks ago, I was out in the Rocky Mountains, and I was just absolutely amazed at the stars that I could see out there, and I was in southern Utah in the mountains, and it just took my breath away how much is visible out there when, you know, you just have small towns around. And I saw the Milky Way, and it felt so nice to see the Milky Way again. So, and I was there in the mountains for the meteor shower, Orionids, I think is how it's said. But I didn't catch a meteor, but I watched, so that was nice. And realized as I was driving into Vegas to fly home that the light pollution from Las Vegas can be seen from at least 90 miles away. It's polluting the light pollution on the horizon. I can tell it's there. That just blew my mind that 90, it would have influenced. I mean, because it's in the middle of the desert, there's nothing around it. But I could tell I was coming up on it from 90 miles away. So absolutely blew my mind that it was that bad.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, I actually read an article in Science News, it's been several years ago, that they were having concerns about certain nocturnal creatures were being affected by the light pollution from Las Vegas. They was affecting their mating cycles and their feeding cycles and other things. And these little guys were 150 miles away from Las Vegas, so the light pollution affects those creatures at least that far out. So, yeah, Las Vegas pumps out a whole lot of a whole lot of light. I would hate to have to pay that electric bill, but yeah, you get out to, you know, get away from Las Vegas far enough, and then get out west, and the skies are very much darker out there than they are here on this side of the Mississippi. It's hard to find really dark skies anywhere in the eastern United States, but you get out west and you can get some fairly dark skies.
The first night I was out, we're on a 7-mile dirt road heading up to 8,000 feet in the mountains, and he started out by saying, "Ooh, it's kind of scary up here. There's no light. It's super dark. We didn't have much of a moon." And he's like, "It's kind of sinister." And then the next time, you know, he had to get out and open the gate, and then, you know, I drove through. He hopped back in the car, and he's like, "Yeah, it reminds me of the time." And then he told me one of his true life adventures, which is what he calls the tall tale. You know, he always tells us since I was a little kid, it was his way of saying, "Well, this is a true life adventure." Then we always knew he was making it up, but it was fun, and I just thought it was so cool that, you know, a 50-year-old daughter, he still wants to tell me his true life adventures and see if he can creep me out in the darkness, stuff like that. But it was really fun. It was really fun.
This is Game 4 RJN. Well, I'll have to come up with some true life adventures to share with you next time. Probably as I'm a... some of my true life adventures are true life, and I can't really tell you. But in any event... in any event, I'm going to say 73s. You say hello to Mark for me, and I'm on back on out of here and go out and see if the sky's cleared up somewhat and see if I can get my my scope out and see if my grandson can spot Mars. So you have a good evening, Wendy. And again, I'll say 73s, and this is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
KN4RJN for hanging around for Drag 2, and I hope you are successful with the break in the clouds and Mars. Yeah, I guess some people live the kind of life where you can't say a true life adventure. You have to make something up that's more tame. So that's funny. All right, at this time I'm going to take a break from Rag Chew and see if there's anyone that I've missed for check-ins. We're checking in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please check in by calling Net Control.
November 1, X-ray, Romeo, Romeo. My name is Michael. I'm mobile in Tekoa tonight. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Michael, checking in mobile near Tekoa, N1XRR. Thanks for tuning in tonight, Mr. Michael, and for checking in. Hope you have a safe drive out there. All right, is there anyone else that I've missed at this time for comments or for check-ins? Please call Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'm going to move back to Rab 2, and we'll catch up with my friend KC4EZN. How's the weather out your way today?
N4HTP, KC4EZN. Well, today was an interesting day. I haven't looked outside recently, but it's with the time change again, dark comes sooner, but the clouds look like they were maybe moving away or dissipating a little bit. Anyway, I've had my fingers crossed. I've got a wife and I both have a reason to get up early tomorrow. She's taking a day trip with a friend to pick up a dog. She takes rescue dogs, and she likes the full-size French poodle. I mean, this is, you know, the big dog stands, 2.5 feet tall. And so they are meeting a couple that have one they want to pass on, and she's doing that, and then I have a Zoom meeting tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, so plus I'm going to drink a big glass of water before I go to bed, so hopefully between all of that, I'll get up in time to go see the eclipse of the moon. I'm going to tell you a true life story, Wendy. Now, this is really true life. I'm not making it up. When my kids were little, we had a reason to be in Chapel Hill. My wife had a meeting down there. And so we went down, and I went over to the planetarium and talked to them. And this was during the week, so they had school kids coming through. And the lady says, well, she said, if we have room, you're welcome to come in. So, you know, I had to wait until the buses unloaded, and if they had room, then we went in. And one of the things that they showed us was what the sky would look like over Chapel Hill that night. And, you know, you look up, and the sky is not pitch black, but you still see stars. He says, okay. He says, now this is what it would look like 100 years ago, which is minus light pollution. And all of a sudden, that sky got the deepest, darkest black that you have ever seen, and additional stars started to pop out. That just sort of, you know, made me aware of what light pollution was. And I know I have been out west of Philmont Scout Reservation, which is it's north of Albuquerque, just across the state line. Taos, New Mexico, is the closest, and Cimarron are the two closest towns that you may have heard of. And when you get out there in the middle of nowhere, you look up at the sky, and there is no light pollution, and you just, I don't know, it's amazing what you see. Anyway, we'll turn it back to you. I've got another real-life story I'll tell you next time around. KN4HTP, KC4EZN.